Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Thursday, May 6th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. 3 days of India's parliamentary elections are over and just one remains. If the current government receives even more of a majority, it could have negative results and evangelism there. Mission India of Grand Rapids, Michigan's Don Chapman says initially the majority had a less than expected showing at the polls, but he says yesterday's voting was different.
Exit polling data was swinging again the other direction towards the current government. If the government in power gains greater strength, then we believe the persecution against the church and religious freedom will be further curtailed.
Elsewhere, under the threat of terrorism, Christians in the United States are gathering together today for the 53rd annual National Day of Prayer Observance. The theme this year is Let Freedom Ring. Coinciding with this event is the Bible Reading Marathon. Director of the Capitol Marathon, Mike Hall.
Its connection to the National Day of Prayer is, of course, we feel we're laying the foundation for everything that's happening today on the National Day of Prayer.
The Bible Reading Marathon is partnered with Bible Pathway Ministries, a program that takes readers through the Bible in a year. Hall hopes participants come away with a desire to learn more about the freedom and truth. And finally, Far East Broadcasting Company is praising God for inroads their radio broadcasts are having in Tibet. Recently, FEBC received word that a Buddhist priest has come to Christ after listening to the programs. Tibet is home to 2.5 million people, and according to Operation World, there are less than 10,000 Christians. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the book In the Image of God from Wycliffe Bible Translators, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It features photos revealing glimpses of the Almighty reflected in people all over the world. You can also request it at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.